Here's what I found striking in the CENTCOM investigators' report. There was an officially designated point of contact for the hotline. When Russia called to say that the coalition was hitting the wrong people, that hotline point of contact on the U.S. side was unavailable for 27 minutes. This is, mind you, a hotline between two major military powers established to avoid accidents. You would think every second would count. What the CENTCOM investigation also revealed was that the U.S. military called Russia in advance to notify of airstrikes in the area, but gave the wrong location. The investigator said 9 kilometers south of Deir ez-Zor. According to the CENTCOM, this was the first time the U.S. had notified Russia of its airstrikes in Syria in advance. But as we now find out, the wrong location was given in that notification. Many errors were apparently made that night on September 11th and throughout the days leading up to the strikes.
Russians, for some time now, have been asking the United States to give pre-planned coordinates of where they plan to strike. And unfortunately, the United States has turned them down each time. And in this case, they gave the wrong coordinates. And I'm a little concerned as to where they got the coordinates from, because even though the report remains classified, I would suspect, and again, this is just my opinion, that the classified portion of that report basically was telling them that the information came from someone from one of the various groups the United States has been supporting and took it at face value, and one of those groups clearly has it out against the government and may have purposely given those coordinates.
However, it seems despite the miscommunication and lethal consequences, working with Russia is not on the Pentagon's mind.
Will the United States consider cooperating with Russia to validate targets on the ground in the future?
We have no plans at this point to cooperate with Russia in that way.